The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's the Daily Dish.
All right, so I know we had a friend story yesterday, but this one here is one to get excited about. And again, this might be all nonsense, but I'm going to tell you about it anyways. So Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer allegedly felt a spark when they recently united with their friends' castmates for dinner. Ross and Rachel are getting together.
So you're excited about this?
I mean, come on.
But if you look at the history of the show, it didn't work out.
Yes, it did at the very end.
Remember? Were so many times. I'm sure it didn't work out later on after the show ended.
But you don't know that.
I just look at the way the graph has gone up and down. There's a down that's going to happen soon. So I don't know if that's a good idea for them to get together.
Well, a source tells New Idea magazine that Jen and David have always had feelings for one another. After reuniting with the gang, it was clear that they still had a spark and their chemistry was stronger than ever. Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow kept pushing David to tell Jen his true feelings. This kind of sounds like the show. He finally decided to do so. It's always been a case of wrong time, wrong place. One of them involved with someone else.
We were on a break.
I know, exactly. And then there's that. So, again, not entirely sure if any of this is true just yet. But if it were, you imagine like how many Friends fans would be so happy. Do it for the fans.
We'll see how that ends up working out. But Hollywood, people in Hollywood are apparently upset with Netflix. They just announced, I think, just the other day, that they are going to test a new speed binging feature.
Okay.
So this feature allows users to watch shows 50% faster by speeding up the audio and the video on their mobile devices. And a lot of Hollywood filmmakers and actors are worried that the feature is going to interfere with the director's original vision.
Wait, but I don't get this.
It's going to speed it up.
Like,
so, yeah, like it's going to be like Micro Machines, or it's going to be like you're watching the Chipmunks every day.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. But if they put an effect on there where it doesn't like mess with the
quality and everything.
Yeah, then that could be okay. But at the same time, why do you need to watch it that fast?
So they can binge watch faster, and people can binge watch more shows.
But
that's what they want.
Seems silly.
Like for me, with like Stranger Things, I'm like, what? There's 3 seasons now. I can't get started now. There's too many seasons to catch up on.
You can, because I've got other shows that I'm doing. But there's only 8 or 9 episodes per season.
Still, I've got 8 or 9 episodes of other shows that I'm watching. The queue is getting built up way too big.
Add it to the list.
So maybe this will work, but I can see why people in Hollywood are upset about it. But for now, that's the Daily Dish.